Well, it's Monday, January 27th, and I thought I'd do an update on the outbreak just north of Toronto in Barrie, Ontario. It involves a long-term care facility. Roberta Place is the name of the facility, and I've mentioned that previously, but the update is to kind of give new numbers, which are getting worse in all categories. And I started to actually put the larger numbers on the map, and that seems to have got some attention. So I figured I should do this recording just to give a little bit of the details, because the situation actually is quite a bit worse than the map indicates. If you recall, the facility has 129 residents, and most of them, the vast majority of them, actually are positive for COVID. And the initial testing that was done several days ago took six of the positives and did a quick test that they had, which basically targets the receptor binding domain, the change at position 501, where it changes from N to Y. And so the PCR can say whether the Y is present there if the coding, I mean, it doesn't actually look at the protein sequence, it looks at the RNA sequence, but whether the codon for changing the position to a Y is present. And there were six that were positive on that. And yeah, if you recall, N501Y is present in all three of the variants, the one that originated in the UK, the one from South Africa, and the one from Brazil. And so they said it was one of those three, but they didn't know which one. And technically, it didn't even have to be one of those three, because there are some variants in the making that actually already have N501Y, and there are none of them, but they have some of the additional components, and they may eventually evolve into yet another variant that has that change, and they're all the Italian strain, so they also have D814G. And those are the two changes in the receptor binding domain, or near the receptor binding domain, that this seems to increase the ability of the virus to get into cells and to do it efficiently and to generate high viral loads. And that's one of the main reason there's concern about the variants. And this outbreak would certainly be another reason to be concerned. So in addition to the six, that they did do complete sequencing on six, and all six were the B.1.1.7, the UK variant, and therefore it was assumed when all six came up positive for that variant that that essentially everybody at the facility that was PCR positive would end up being positive for the variant. And so then they did some expanded testing for that same quicker test to see if what was that position 501. And they had 97 at the facility that were positive. They actually had two more positives. They had a total of 99. And I'll go into detail about those later, but they ended up linking back to a couple other facilities, a long-term care facility a little bit south of there in Bradford, and then another one north of their a mental health facility. It's very possible that there are a couple additional outbreaks, but this one is pretty dramatic. So just to go through the numbers, the number dead now at the facility are from the facility are now 50. 49 are residents, and one was a caretaker. So there's 50 that have died. Of the residents, there were 129, and the 128th resident tested positive today, or at least it was announced today. And so there's really only one resident that is not tested positive, and the likelihood that she will stay negative is probably pretty small. But then all the other numbers are going up also. So the number of household contacts, so these would be other family members, that was at 42 on Sunday, and now that's up to 85. And the number of positives among staff or team members is up to 86. And then they also have a few more that are essential caregivers, as well as three external partners. And these five could be physicians or other healthcare providers that visited. So if you add all of them up, if you add the residents and the staff and the contacts of the residents and staff and a few visitors, you end up with 302 positives. So there's 302, and it's likely that they'll all be the variant. So like I say, the numbers right now are 6 have been fully sequenced, and they are the B.1.1.7. And then 97 from the facility have been, in addition, another 97 have been tested for the presence of N501Y and the positive. And so the likelihood that it's another variant or it's just that particular amino acid has changed and not be the same as the six that are positive and were fully sequenced is exceedingly remote. So I started adding the 97 to the map of variants, and people are kind of noticing it. I kind of put out a tweet each time I add another one and say the map's been updated. And there's a lot of updates. I've really done that many so far. I think I've done around 20 or so. There's 97 to be added. And by tomorrow, the numbers will probably be higher. I just wanted to get those numbers out. A few other updates. They had a full presentation by the COVID task force, or whatever they're called, the new administration, but Anthony Fauci was there, who said the CDC were there. There were a couple of ones that were there. They were hot. They did mention the variant. They did mention that there are plans to make a booster, Pfizer's doing that, Moderna's doing that, so they're both actually at the planning stage right now to figure out what they're going to target. One position is E4K, which is on both the Brazilian and the South African variants. That is a fairly well-known change. It's been actively studied, a bunch of different experiments. They all pretty much indicate that it's an escape position. It can escape from monoclonal antibodies. It can escape from plasma antibodies. And there's evidence with the vaccine. It's significantly lower against targets that change. And then the latest piece of news, breaking news, and UK Bear in UK is starting to acquire the nation. He is appearing in the UK, most of concentrated on LED part, and the numbers on purchase 666, I think was new, I'm going to get up before I started adding the map. They're the black dots. And it's a little before they had gotten to 9. And there were 8 more today. So it really doubled today. And it's going to be fun. But certainly is a faster rise than it has been. And it's getting significantly again electric pressure because this is a large number of cases. And population have been affected and he's going to do the event. This is a and actually, there's help in England. Bears on that thing here. 4HG today, 44Q, and the scan from the mouth and hands in 48. So this is just to the E is just a different amino acid. Non C 4840 again, that 111 by South African and really immersed the momentum and change. Yeah, there's only one. There will be quite a bit more. The maps kind of kept me busy because the number of variants is basically going up.